If you have an addiction problem today, I want to guarantee you there's some kind of pain in your life that you have been running from and substituting the good feeling that that gives you because you're running from your pain.
This is Straight Talk.
Good evening. Welcome to Straight Talk Radio, a ministry of Pastor Mark Job of New Life Community Church in Chicago. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. My name is Joshua Hollick, and we are so excited to serve you. We believe every time the Word of God is taught and opened, there's life change waiting to happen right inside of people just like you. If you're new to Straight Talk, I want to let you know that we have a website that is prepared to give you more information. You can download all of the sermons that you're hearing. You can go through our archives. You can even find links over to hear Pastor Mark and watch him live on Sunday mornings if you don't have a home church. And that website is www.straighttalkchicago.org. And I'd love for you to check that out, be fully equipped, and share the word. Spread it with somebody that you know. If this ministry has been touching your life, we hope you'll share that with somebody. You never know what God can do through his word, and maybe all you need to do is give somebody an invitation. We're excited now to get into the message from Pastor Mark, so here we go.
Thanks, Josh. Hi, everyone. Let's jump right into tonight's Straight Talk. Tonight is the second half of Pastor Mark's message entitled Like No Other. Our text will be continuing from the book of Luke, chapter 8. Here's Pastor Mark.
Have you ever walked into the kitchen and you didn't know someone just had the burner on the stove and you put your hand on the stove and or on the burner, something that's really hot, and what happens immediately? You react immediately and you pull away fast. Why? Because pain is the accelerant. Pain causes motion. Pain causes you to move away from something quickly. And every time you move away from something, you are moving towards something. Now listen to me well. There are people in this auditorium that have pain. We all have pain. Private pain. This is a pain that this woman didn't want to talk about. This is a pain that this woman was ashamed of. It was private. It was embarrassing. It was something very, very intimate to her, but yet it was something that was deeply affecting all of her life. This woman had deep pain, and the pain was driving her somewhere. All of us in this place have pain. Some of the pain that you've experienced here has driven you to addiction. Some of the pain that you have had has driven you to bad relationships. Some of the pain that you have had in this place has driven you to bankruptcy, overeating, compulsive behavior. Some of the pain that you have had has driven you away from God because you've looked at God and said, "Why did you allow this, God? I'm going to run away from you in anger and bitterness and never go back to you." But there's a pain in our life that if we allow it, actually drives us to God. What kind of pain am I talking about? We all have private pain. I'm sure that there's a woman sitting in this auditorium that has had an abortion that no one else knows about. Maybe not a soul that is in this place knows what happened when you were 17 years old and had that deep pain in your soul as you had an abortion, and every time that the anniversary of that abortion comes about, you remember what happened and it still causes a deep pain in your soul. Maybe there's someone in this auditorium that when you were 9 years old, you were molested. Maybe few people know about. I've sat in my office with men and women for years who oftentimes have told me, "Pastor, you're the first person I'm telling about this. No one else knows about this. But I was molested when I was..." However old they were, and always it's accompanied by tears and agony and deep pain inside because it's a shameful pain. It's something that we don't want others to know about, but deeply affects our life. There's women in this auditorium that have experienced rape, have not wanted anybody to know about it because it's the shame, the darkness of it, the stigma of it. There are people in this auditorium, you've been through a divorce that was so painful, so deep, so devastating, that you're still trying to recover from it and don't want anybody to know about it. There are people in this auditorium that struggle with deep inner pain that's led to bulimia, overstuffing and throwing up, wanting because of body self-image or anorexia or other eating disorders. Private, deep inner pain. There's men in this auditorium that have a sense of father rejection because you've never had the blessing of your father. That sense of you're a man and I accept you and you're my son. And so you've lived with that deep inner pain that no one knows about, but only you. There's a pain inside of your soul that persists, that is deep, that is private. When you avoid pain in the wrong way, listen to me well. When you avoid pain in the wrong way, you always become an addict of something. Pain avoidance leads always to addiction. You're avoiding a pain, so you find a substitute that makes you feel good. And the more you do that substitute, the better you feel. So people that spend their lives avoiding pain always become addicts to something. Always. So if you have an addiction problem today, I want to guarantee you there's some kind of pain in your life that you have been running from and substituting the good feeling that that gives you because you're running from your pain. This woman had a deep private pain. It could drive her away from Jesus or it could drive her to Jesus. The pain that you experience in your life can either drive you to the Son of God, or it can drive you away from the Son of God. I pray today that you begin to digest and understand what God is speaking to you about today, because I believe that some of your pain has kept you away from God. But when you finally understand that God is not the author of anything evil in this world, that God is not the creator of anything evil in this world, that God is good and all that comes from the Father is good, and that his heart is grieved over what happens to humanity, that you also would be drawn to the mercy and compassion of that Heavenly Father, the only one that can deal with the private pain and shame that exist in so many of our lives. God is good. Never forget it. Secondly, our faith unleashes transforming power when it touches the hem of his presence, because Jesus is like no other. I want you to see what happens in this story. The Bible says that this woman came up behind him and she touched the edge of his cloak. Now, I always thought in the past that this woman, just in her mind, said, if I could just touch like just a piece of his robe, then I would be healed. But as I look more into this passage, I've realized that when it says that she touched the hem or the edge of his cloak, the literal translation there is the tassel on his garment. Jewish men, including Jesus, were required to have four tassels on their clothes. Tassels are, they're strands of thread that are put together and they hung from Jewish men's clothing. These four tassels became known as the tallit and eventually evolved in what Jewish men today, traditional Orthodox Jews, wear as a prayer shawl. Why the tassels? Well, in Numbers chapter 15, verses 39 through 40, it says, God says, you will have these tassels to look at so you will remember all the commands of the Lord, that you may obey them and not prostitute yourselves by chasing after the lust of your own heart and eyes. Then you will remember to obey all the commands and will be consecrated to your God. So the tassels were to remind them of the 613 commands found in the Old Testament. And there were 613 knots on those tassels, and they were to be reminded of the law of the Lord that would lead them to lead a holy, consecrated life. Are you tracking with me? So when this woman reached out to touch Jesus, she said in her mind, if I can only touch the tassel on his robe. What did the tassel symbolize? Well, this was consecrated holy living. If I can only touch the holiness of Jesus, this sacred part of him, then I will be made whole. I am unclean, but if I can only touch that which is clean and holy, maybe it will affect me as well. I'm going somewhere with this, so stay with me. Are you with me? Just kind of nod your head like, Pastor, I'm still alive. I'm awake. I'm staying with you, okay? So I want you to follow with me. Listen. So this woman in her unclean, what private pain does and private shame does is it makes you think you're unworthy to touch that which is holy. Let me say it again. What private pain and shame does in our life, it makes us think that we're unworthy to touch that which is holy. Who am I to come to God when I'm unworthy of God? Who am I to enter his presence, and why should he listen to me? Who am I to pray, and why would God even want to pray to me? Because look how dark and ugly my soul is. See, private shame always tells you what you are not. Private shame and pain always tells you that you can't, that you're unworthy, that you shouldn't touch that which is clean. This woman had been told day after day, you're unclean. You can't enter church. You can't touch people. You make other people dirty. Don't hug anybody. Don't touch anybody. You're unworthy. You're unclean. So she had lived for 12 years with this thinking, I'm unworthy. I'm unclean. Anybody I get around, I pollute. I am not worthy to touch anything that's holy or clean. And then finally, one day, in her mind, she thinks, if I could only touch that which is holy, maybe I will be clean too. Listen to me. Where did that idea come from?
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Like No Other, which is from Pastor Mark's new radio series called Like No Other. After tonight's broadcast, I will tell you more about how you can get a free copy of tonight's message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Luke, chapter 8. Tonight's Straight Talk is called Like No Other.
Oh, here's what I want you to see. Look what it tells us in Mark chapter 5, verse 28. Because she thought, if I just touch his clothes or the hem of his garment, I will be healed. Matthew 9:21 says, and she said to herself, the verb tense implies that she said this over and over to herself. It was her inner conversation. How many of you talk to yourself? Come on now, don't lie to me. Some of the most influential conversation that you have is your self-talk, your self-conversation. Some of it's good, some of it's bad. But we talk to ourselves often. You may not verbally say, hi, Mark, how you doing? I'm doing pretty good. How you doing? We may have special groups for that if that's what's happening. But you have this internal conversation in your head. You're talking to yourself. You're having this conversation in your head. And the Bible says that this woman said to herself, I don't know her name. I don't know who she was. But if her name was Sue, she said, Sue, if you just touch the holy tassel of Jesus, you will be healed. Now, where did she get that thought? Where did that idea come from? Where did that pain that drove her to reach out to Jesus when she considered herself unclean? Where did that come from? Oh, I have an idea where it came from. I believe I know where it came from. I believe that the Holy Spirit is always driving us to the presence of Jesus. I believe that the Holy Spirit drove some of you here today. I believe that the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead, the influence that speaks to our conscience, that speaks to our soul. It's the inner voice inside of us driving us to that which is of God. Go to Jesus. Reach out and touch him. Come on. So she starts having this inner conversation. And now this inner conversation becomes greater and greater. She does not know why. She can't explain it. She can't describe it. But she's drawn to Jesus like a magnet. In her mind, she keeps repeating, if I just touch the hem of his garment, if I can just reach through and touch it, if I could only do it. Her body is weak. The crowd is big. Have you ever seen when they, the football games, we just finished our football season, when they replay something back in slow motion? They really want you to see how it goes, right? And I just imagine this played out in slow motion. If you were to kind of pause the frame and just go frame by frame what was happening. Here's this woman. In her mind, she's saying, if I could only touch the hem of his garment. She's weak. She's touching people in the crowd and making them unclean. But now she doesn't care because the voice in her mind is telling them, touch his hem. Touch. And she sneaks up behind. She barely can. She reaches and she touches his tassel. And Jesus is walking. And suddenly as he's walking, he stops. And he says, who touched me? The woman is behind him. Jesus is there. No one else in the crowd even knows what happens, but two people know something has happened. Jesus says, who touched me? I felt power come out of me. And the woman immediately feels like she's been healed. How does she know it? I don't know. Did she feel a vibe through her body? I don't know. Did she feel a warmth go through her? I don't know. But the Bible says immediately her bleeding stopped and she knew. I've been touched by the hand of the Master. Listen, she was in a crowd with a bunch of people, but no one knew what had happened except her and God. Oh, let me say that again. See, that happens all the time. There are some of you right now, you could be in a crowd like this and all kinds of people around you. And maybe some people don't even know what's going on and they're just kind of distracted. But you and God know what's going on. You feel the power of God, the presence of God. Suddenly God breaks through and touches you. And only two people know what's happened. You, how can you explain it? You say, I can't explain it. I can't describe it. I just know God has spoken to me and touched me. And God himself knows that you have been touched. In the middle of a crowd, there's a connection that happened between humanity and divinity. God has unleashed his power and humankind has touched God. Now, the interesting thing about this passage, listen, is that Jesus didn't even turn to this woman and say, be healed. Jesus simply looked around and said, who has touched me? He was being touched all over by different people in the crowd pushing on him. And listen what Peter says. Peter says to him, he says, but Jesus says, who touched me? And they all denied it, it says. When they all denied it, I don't know what that happened. Jesus says, who touched me? And I didn't touch you. I didn't touch you. I didn't touch you. And then Peter says, what do you mean, Jesus, who touched you? People are crowding and pressing against you. What do you mean, who touched you? And Jesus said, someone touched me. I know that power has gone out from me. There's a difference between people that touch Jesus and people that touch Jesus in faith. There's a difference between those that gather around Jesus and those that gather around Jesus in faith. There's a difference between those that pray and those that pray with faith. He knows when he's been touched by faith. God knows. You see, this is what happens with faith. The Bible tells us that nothing good comes except via faith. Faith is the road upon which all the goodness of God travels into our world. Healing comes through faith. Salvation comes through faith. Grace comes through faith. Revelation comes through faith. There is nothing good that comes to our life unless it comes through faith. Hebrews says that without faith it is impossible to please God. But he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Amen. Here's what happens when you touch God in faith. It doesn't mean that you have to understand everything about God, but when you touch God in faith, when you touch Jesus in faith, Jesus is the manifestation of the fullness of God. The reason that healing came from this to this woman when she touched Jesus is that Jesus is the embodiment of God. All the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Jesus bodily. That's what it tells us in Scripture. Listen to me well. Jesus is like no other. I want you to pay attention to this. This is really important. If you are here today and you do not believe in the divinity of Jesus, you are not a Christian. There's no such thing as a true, authentic follower of Jesus that does not embrace that Jesus was all God and all man. There is no Christianity if Jesus was just a man. He is all God and he is all man. His death on the cross would not count for anything if he was just a good man offered as a martyr. The Bible says that before the world existed, Jesus was. That he has always been. That there is no beginning to him. That he was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then that Word became incarnate in the form of a child. It was God made man who grew up sinless and died on a cross. And the blood that was shed on the cross was the blood of God. That's what gives us salvation. You say, well, Pastor, it's hard for me to buy into that. You know, I believe that Jesus was a good man, and I believe he was like a Gandhi or a Martin Luther King. I believe that he was, you know, just a good model for us to follow, a good rabbi. Listen, Jesus is like no other. He's not just a good model. He's not just a martyr. The Bible declares that Jesus is and was the Son of God and God himself. That's the core of Christianity. When this woman touched the hem of Jesus, she touched the hem of God. And what was released from her when you touch God is the power of God to heal and change and transform. Oh, I wish I had the strength to preach it better. The Bible says that power or virtue was released from Jesus. The word in the Greek is dynamin, which is the same word that we use for dynamite. So what was released from Jesus was the power of God. Number three and last, our encounter with Jesus brings about change that cannot go unnoticed. Verse 47. Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet in the presence of all the people. She told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. And then he said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. I want you to notice this phrase. Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed. Oh, can I tell you something? What God has done in your heart and is doing in your heart cannot go unnoticed. You cannot hide the touch of God in your life.
You've been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe's Straight Talk series called Like No Other. Tonight was the second half of his message called Like No Other. Join us again tomorrow for part two, Shut the Door Tighter. As I mentioned earlier, if you would like to have a copy of tonight's message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe.com. straighttalkradio.com. If you prefer to have a CD, just contact our office, 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. We can send those out for just $5 plus shipping. Pastor Mark's book, Unstuck, is also available, and those are only $10 plus shipping. If you are looking to visit a church this Sunday, we invite you to some of our brand new locations, New Life Elgin, New Life Hobart, and our restart of New Life Berwyn. Log on to our website at newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org for more information on their service times and dates. Well, that's it for Pastor Mark, our Straight Talk team, and myself. Thanks again for listening. Have a great night, and please do join us again tomorrow as Pastor Mark continues on in his series, Like No Other. God bless.